Yo. Can you hear me?
You listening to
What a week. What a week.
Eita, welcome to Wow What a Week. We have an incredible episode today. We actually decided last minute that, listen, since there's a brand new radio show going up next week, why don't we hang out with two dudes. I say two dudes because I'm always one of the boys. With two dudes that I was last on the radio with 20 years ago. The one dude I met in 2001, right?
Yeah, 2001.
Yeah, 2001. And he was a kid with a dream, with stars in his eyes. The other one became a listener of ours, became a friend of ours, became our traffic chick. And before we knew it, she was hosting FIFA World Cup finals on the TV.
Wow.
And we're about to start a brand new radio show on Kaya FM this coming Wednesday at 6 a.m. Kaya Breakfast, your fresh start. Please welcome Thato Matabuhe and Mpoma Boy. What's up, guys?
We're good, man.
Get sort of laptop before...
For vibes.
I don't
vibes.
Know why.
I actually don't have a script. I don't have a plan. I just want us to catch up, man. It's been a while.
It's so good to be here with you. I feel like you guys have a head start on me.
It's only a year.
But this is normal for you.
What
even
do you
that
mean?
Last time we had a head start on you and you caught up pretty quickly.
Exactly.
So there's nothing new here.
Oh, my figures on all this.
Point taken. Point taken.
So like I was saying, I mean, the point was just to have a little catch up before we go on the radio.
Absolutely.
Because maybe we don't want to discuss some of these things on the radio, you see.
Oh, is it?
No, I'm just saying.
With you? Is there anything we've never discussed on the radio?
You know what? I am not going to comment on that because I don't want to commit to, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Go chance to say, yeah, you're right.
You take us to places we don't want to talk about.
How have you guys been? So, in fact, I want to take us back to 2005.
Okay.
No, March 2006.
Okay.
There's a headline in the Sunday Times. And I made sure the story comes out when I'm in London. I had a gig in London.
Right.
So I was like, this story is going to come out on the Sunday. Mm-hmm. So I told 5FM, please do the press release when I'm in the air.
Oh, wow.
So that when the story breaks on the Sunday, I'm not in town. Mm. And you find out I'm leaving. What went through your heads, your minds?
I felt betrayed. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Personally, I felt betrayed because you guys were the reason I wanted to join radio, right? I wanted to be a part of this madness. And when you decided that you were leaving, obviously everyone leaves for, you know, the greater good of their career, you know, growth and so on and so forth, because YFM was a regional station. You were going onto a national station. So I understood, but at the same time, it was sad.
Mm.
Yeah. It was quite sad.
So you felt abandoned.
I did.
This one here, I said we can go together. He had zero interest. We had a mini fallout, in fact, about it, because I felt like, what the fuck are you doing? Let's go. No, we literally had a mini fallout. Mm-hmm. Also because then the story, I don't know how it leaked. And a part of me was like, what if it's this nigga?
Snitch.
No, so we literally had a mini fallout because of that. Because it's like, dog, let's go, man. I'll make a plan. We'll find a gap for you there. Mm.
So I knew you were leaving because we had been discussing it.
Yes.
But even to this day, I just never felt five in that way that you felt it.
Sure.
And I think it was a different time. And also, from a Y perspective, I still enjoyed being at Y.
Yeah.
And they moved very quickly, I think, also to just reassure me that you're still good here.
Sure.
And I think that's what led to me and you kind of being like, why don't you want to go? And I was like, nah, I'm good here.
I'm good. We're moving in different directions.
Bondo sealed it. Bondo's like, we got you.
Yeah.
And when I told you, you were like, but I couldn't. Even if you told me today we're moving to five, I'd still be like,
Mara. Mara, kitera kaya, how are you?
That's a different, you know what I mean? Yeah. Kaya feels very natural now.
Mm.
It feels like the right space to
like it's time
to actually do it.
Mm.
Oh yeah, it's the right time.
Let's talk about time. We were in our 30s when we were last on the radio together.
I was in my 20s. What do you mean?
No, we were
in our 20s.
You see, that's the thing though. That's why when he wants to go to 5, he's in his 30s.
Right?
I'm 26.
I was 24.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you guys were still, you're still very youth. But let's talk about the passage of time. What does time come to mean to you guys, looking at how it's passed over the last 20 years?
Sure.
Personally, time has become quite a gift, hey? I think because so many things have happened within a very short space of time. I've become a mom. I've, you know, become divorced. I've, as you say, moved from one radio station to another radio station to another radio station. I think from why I've gone, this is like the fourth radio station I'm at now. And then there was also the TV changes. So many things have happened in a very short space of time that you actually realize that time is such a gift. And it is something that we take for granted until something drastic happens. Like you lose a loved one. Then we start saying, oh, life is so short. No, life is short all the time. We just don't see it because I feel like very few of us live in the moment because we're consistently chasing something.
The next thing.
Yeah.
In fact, there's a conversation we had, Letato, about how my biggest regret about my time at Y is that we were so in the moment, but we were so in the, I don't know, the busyness of the thing.
Yeah.
We didn't realize we were part of history,
yes.
That we were writing history, we were making history.
Yeah.
But because we were so busy going to get into the next thing, it's only in hindsight that you realize how great we actually were and what a great chapter of youth, popular culture we wrote and were part of.
Absolutely.
But at the time, we had no idea.
Yeah,
I think the thing about it is also not being too hard on yourself if you're doing something great. Even if time is kind of flying.
Yeah.
It's the fact that as much as what we were doing, it had to be done.
Sure.
In the manner that it had to be done.
Yeah.
The good thing when I reflect on it is we did it well.
Yes.
We didn't shortchange anything about that time that we spent there. And I don't think we would be where we are right now if we had done it any other way.
True.
So be glad that as much as time is going on, what I feel with time is, be present in that moment,
sure,
irrespective of what it is. Just live it to that fullness that has been granted to you. And then you can reflect back and say, I didn't actually shortchange anything that I've done. It's that growth element for me that matters.
I agree because, you know, it's crazy how, it's what, 20 years now? You will still get somebody who says, do you remember when you said, and they will say it verbatim.
Yes. They never forget.
And you're thinking, I don't even remember that moment.
You know what I call listeners? I say listeners are like a nagging wife. They forget nothing.
Right?
Yeah.
They'll tell you exactly what you said the day you said it.
Exactly.
At that time, I don't remember what I had for dinner last night.
Yeah.
Marabona, they'll be like, no, you can't now, 2 months later, tell us something different. Do you remember you said?
Yes.
And you're like, yeah, but that was then. That was 2 months ago. I'm allowed to change my mind. But that's another thing about listeners. They stick to what you say. Yes. Once you change your mind, they feel betrayed.
Yes. But you said you never cut your hair.
Exactly.
Oh, in fact, for the longest time, people thought I was bald.
Oh, okay.
People thought I cut my hair because I was bald.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then now you get a generation of guys in the 40s and 50s saying, so what did you use to get your hair back?
Or do they think it's implants?
They went to Turkey.
I'm like, I never lost my hair. I was just born with good hair.
So what? They thought you went to Turkey?
They thought maybe you went to Turkey.
Yeah.
I'm like, if I went to Turkey, I'd also come back with teeth, guys.
Hair and teeth.
Maybe a little round yard. Who need to swap? Who need to swap, guys?
Oh, goodness.
Okay.
Sometimes you must come back with a natural squat.
Absolutely.
You know, that Zulu warrior look.
Yeah. But on that note, though, what motivated you at that time? Because you, I mean, Unrestricted Breakfast was like at the peak of radio.
They were flying.
Yeah. What made you decide, okay, enough, let me go?
It wasn't that enough, let me go. Sometimes you feel it in your gut.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Horror Craze time.
Yeah.
And initially started as a making conversation. Tabis was at SAFM at the time, and I was dropping something off for her at the SABC.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Gareth was doing the afternoon drive show, and then Ennis Pillay was on 2000. So I went and said hi to Gareth and the team in the window. And then I said hi to Ennis Pillay. Then Ennis said to me, when are you coming to join us? Because he was part of radio management.
Yes.
I was like, I'm ready when you are. And then I went to SAFM and then moved on with life.
Yeah.
2 months later, Ernest calls. Is like, so can we have that conversation? So we had a clandestine meeting at a small cafe in Melville.
Melville, yes. The infamous one.
Yeah, that's where, if you see an SABC manager in Melville, they're meeting somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I met John Langford. He was station manager. Nick Grab was program manager. And we had a conversation. And it only happened a year later, though.
Yeah.
But the thing that pressed me to say it's time to leave was how Canthen was managing the station. So had we not lost Greg, I probably would have stayed at least another 2, 3, 4 years. But the fact that Greg is gone, and I think, I don't know if they were grooming Bondo into the position.
Yeah.
But Canthen was also there hovering all the time. I was like, I don't know that I can work under this guy. I'm going to end up disrespecting him, saying things I don't want to say. I don't agree with his management style. And yeah, for me, that was actually the straw that broke my back.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, but if Greg was still there, and as you guys can probably tell, if Greg says to me, we're going to war in the morning, I will go to war for Greg.
I saw that yesterday.
Pretty much.
No, I will go to war. Greg said to me, we have a community license, we're building something, come, I was like, let's go. I don't care the size of the frequency, but if Greg says we're building something, I know we're building something worth it.
Yeah.
Worth it.
Yeah.
So that is why I decided it's time to leave.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Funny enough, with that situation, after you left, Leo approached me at Metro.
Yeah.
And we just couldn't agree at the end.
Yeah.
So I stayed an extra year.
What, you wanted too much money?
Yes. No, I'm...
Like, what's the problem? How?
No, like, we can't afford you, dog.
How?
So that's how I know the Melville
restaurant. Oh, so you met Leo in Melville?
I met Leo when he was at Metro at the restaurant. And I was like, I'm game, but... How much?
Do you know the two questions I'm asked the most over the last 20 years? Uva Thato Munyane?
Yes, always.
And how was it working with Bob Mabena?
Love
between you and Bob, you are my two...
Wow.
You're my two facts, frequently asked questions. And I'd often tell people, no, he's now producing or he's doing TV or he's behind the scenes at Metro. But that question has never stopped.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I was at a police station the other day and there's a cop who said to me, finally, when I let Thato are back together again, because I was a kid listening to you guys.
Oh, wow. Because I remember even when it was announced that...
Oh, I wasn't arrested. You know, satisfy, I guess. I was satisfying a document.
No, see witness B.
No, see witness B.
When it was announced that you're coming to join Kaya, that was one of the biggest questions. Yeah. Is he coming with Small Cat, you know?
Let me tell you one thing, one of my other regrets about radio is I feel I did not fight enough for the people management wanted to work out of the shows I was doing. That's one of my biggest regrets. Mm. So the time they said, no, we don't know if Mlu is working, want to bring someone else. I wish I'd fought harder for Mlu. And I didn't. And Mlu, if you're watching, I'm sorry. I feel I should have fought harder for you. But then we got Duran. But then with him, too, I wish I'd fought harder for him. With you. In fact, the hardest I fought was for you.
And
for me, it was more because of how they wanted to work you out of the show.
Yeah.
And
the reasoning for it.
And the fact that they were lying to me saying that you were awake and you're not awake.
Yes.
And I literally almost didn't sign that contract because of the way I felt they were treating you.
But also the reasoning for it was quite weird because I was brought on the show to be opinionated.
Yes.
And that ended up being the reason for
Oh, you were too much.
You are too opinionated. Like, but that's why you wanted me on the
Absolutely.
Show.
Absolutely. And because my style of radio is, I'm not going to hog the spotlight. I want people to see you.
Yeah.
I want people to hear you.
Yeah.
And a lot of managers don't like that. They want you to be the steering, and the people are supposed to like, no, it's not support, right? Or a team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Everyone must show their strength and play to their strength. Mm. Anyway, to answer, to just to finish the statement. So when Greg said we're starting on 938, and we had a strat meeting,
mm-hmm.
and I realized that we are targeting the people who were either at varsity, high school, or were just graduating.
Yeah.
Those are our target at 938. I was like, oh, flip, I don't know that I want to do this without this dude.
Because
those kids were raised by us.
Absolutely.
So I called dude. I was like, listen, man, let's do one last dance.
Yes.
And the fact they didn't even think twice about it. And Jiggy Jiggy, he's serving notice at the Corporasi.
I was going to say, were you not at Metro at the time?
I wasn't. Yes. So I was producing at the time. And I think one of the things that he's actually raising was, I had a producing stint with you guys.
Yes.
When your producer left.
Oh, yes, I remember. Mm.
And
I remember.
Because of that, whatever was happening with you and management at the time, we were already talking about, let's make this permanent.
Mm.
So this could have easily have just happened at Metro.
Yeah.
If you recall that time, we were all together.
Yes, yes.
But it was a discussion. But it became a thing of, now you're in, you're out. I was like, it's already falling apart. It doesn't feel right. And I think that just added to everything, just saying, you know what, let's end this. So this then feels so much more natural.
It was meant to be.
It was.
So to finish off my point.
Oh, sorry.
So I'm like, dude.
Maybe you should hog the spotlight.
No, it's fine.
Stop sharing, man.
So I'm like, dude, let's go do this at 938.
Mm.
So we started, and then it, you know, Greg left, and we're like, no, we're gonna stick it out. Ready bar, let's stay. And
instead of going with Greza, we were like,
No, because Greg obviously was exiting but not going to another radio station.
Yes. Yeah.
And we were enjoying the content we were creating. Yeah.
Mm.
It was.
Do you have creative license?
Yeah. Yes.
Like we've never had.
Worse
than unrestricted.
Creative license. Yeah. It was the first time in my entire radio career I looked forward to going to work because I didn't know the songs I was going to play.
Ah.
And I was looking forward to, I wonder what we're playing today.
Lovely.
It was that kind of environment.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so Kaya called.
Mm-hmm.
And Kaya said, we'd like for you to come and do breakfast. And I told them that I only have one deal breaker. If Tato's not joining me, then I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, we'll get back to you. And then they get back to me. And then they're like, Ish, we want you alone because we have plans for a show. I was like, my deal breaker, Iwani.
He was like, what did I say?
My deal breaker, Iwani.
Did I start?
And a part of that is because, like I said, I look back at the last 20 years and I feel that people I should have fought for that I didn't.
Mm.
And I said to them that as a matter of principle,
mm.
I'm not going to make dude leave the Corporasi.
And then just and leave then him leave in the lurch. Yeah.
Exactly. Because I wouldn't be able to sleep at night knowing that I've done him dirty. And I told him.
Yeah, I'm going to know him.
And I told him.
What else am I gonna do?
Yeah, because what must my kids eat?
No, but I also alerted him that listen,
no, I'm
busy in this having this conversation.
Yes, he did.
So we might be leaving.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I'm busy having the conversation.
Yeah.
But if we don't leave, know that it's because of you.
Love it.
So, yeah, so we had that meeting. It was a clandestine meeting that we had in one of Linksfield, off ramp.
Oh, yeah.
Going to
the
airport. That's how far we met with management.
Oh, wow.
I was like, hey, let's have a staff.
Let's be as far away from everything.
I was like, let's have a staff. Guys, how are we meeting this far?
Yeah, no.
So yeah, that was the conversation we had, that if Thato is not there, I can't do this. Because already we're building something.
Yes.
Yeah, because we have an audience we know is there, is captive.
Yeah.
And we'd love to serve that audience.
Mm.
And that's how we ended up here. So.
And I think the other factor is she was there.
Yeah.
You're already there.
But I didn't even know.
No, but it was.
No. But remember, because when we met in the parking lot, I said, I haven't had the meeting.
Yes.
So I don't know if I'm still part of the show or if I'm going to be moved.
In fact, part of the conversation was Mpo can't not be there.
Yes.
Because there's a thing about us that I can't explain to anyone.
Mm.
And there's a thing about us that might annoy people. Because sometimes people don't love or don't like natural chemistry.
Absolutely. Mm.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And so it was, you were non-negotiable also.
Mm.
That if Mpo had thing, then it's fine.
But in Dave's on defense,
yeah,
when we did finally meet, he said to me, you know, I made the biggest mistake by not having the conversation with you.
Yes.
You found out through a statement that the gents are coming, right? And your name is on the statement, but we hadn't spoken to you.
Okay.
We assumed.
In fact, that was my fault.
Yeah.
Because initially the press release was just me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I have a team. You know, I do a press release without my team in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because,
yeah,
like, again, I say, maybe I'm dumb for that, but I don't believe in austering when you're working with people.
True.
You know what I mean? I'm not from the school of look at me. It's look at us.
Mm.
Look at us building this thing. So I had to force the hand
in
terms of, I rewrote the press release, guys.
He did.
This is my team, and I'm going to put my team in the press release.
Yeah. Because for me, it was interesting because, remember when I joined the breakfast show at Kaya, I had a fallout with Sizwe on the Drive Time show. And then, as fate would have it, then Sizwe comes and joins the breakfast show.
Mm.
Before he came, I actually had a management meeting and they were like, are you okay with Sizwe coming to the breakfast show? Do you want us to move you to Drive?
Mm.
You know, and I was like, guys, Mina, I'm a consummate professional. I'm here to work.
Okay.
So it's fine. Let's see what happens. And it actually ended up working out.
And you guys actually gelled nicely.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Solid.
But then I said to them, how do you know what my relationship with Frisch is like? You don't know.
Exactly.
But you just assumed. What if I don't even like it?
What if I don't plan?
What if we don't even talk? Mm. You know? But then eventually they were like, no, we knew when we saw you at the photo shoot that... Mm. We've made their
Yeah, it was a lot. Eh?
It was.
Yeah, photo shoot does a lot.
Any regrets on your journeys in broadcasting?
Any regrets on my journey? I know this is going to sound horrible and I shouldn't be saying it.
So let's be horrible. Let's go.
I regret going to Power.
Hmm.
You're at Power.
You see?
I was at Power for a year. Purely because I had wanted to tick that box of having worked at a talk radio station.
Wow.
When was this?
That was COVID time, 2020.
Yo.
Yes. So we were going to work when everyone was staying at home because we were essential services.
Yeah, we had that pass.
Yeah, we had the pass.
Yeah.
And you felt like I am legend on the freeway. It's just you going to work.
Yo, that time.
Bruh, it was hectic. But anyway, so I that was one of my broadcast regrets because it wasn't the best experience. I think I went through like 5 producers in that 1 year that I was there.
So surely you were the problem.
It wasn't even me. There was just too many hands in the pot,
they
just were not sure what they wanted out of the show. And it destabilized me, especially as a typical Virgo. I like to be in control. I like to know what is happening in my life. And it just, at some point, it just became a very unfun experience. The listener obviously couldn't tell. Because I'm a consummate professional.
Yeah.
I could be upset with you now. You'd switch on the mic and we're good, right?
Absolutely.
But I got to a point where I was not enjoying myself.
If I make it personal,
yeah.
How were things at home at that stage?
Oh, we were good at that time.
Okay.
During COVID, we were actually fine because he wasn't working. Because they were not allowed to work. So we were good. And I feel like it was the first time in many years that we actually were together every single day. Because remember, I'm in sports broadcasting. He's a footballer. So sometimes when he comes in, I'm leaving.
Yes.
You know, so we never really got to spend time together. Sure. All that, like a 24-hour period after another, after another, after another. Sure. That was a very new experience for us. So it was good. It was actually after COVID that everything kind of went south. Well, it's not that everything went south. It just sort of came to the fore.
Sure.
That, you know, we enjoyed this period of being together because it was a new experience. But in the greater scheme of things, we're not okay. Yeah.
Who
initiated?
Who called it first to say, let's be honest here?
I did. And purely because I feel there's something that men do that is very weird.
Tell us about us.
So a woman will say to you, listen, A, B, C, and D is not working in the relationship, right? We need to fix here, there, and there. You guys become different people for that, for like 2-3 months.
Yeah, that can't be.
You fix the problem for like 2-3 months, and then
you
get what I mean? And then you are that person that I want you to be, and you're that partner that I want you to be.
You guys do it with makeup and hair every day.
So. I know, but you guys literally will change your personality for like 3 months, and then once my guard goes down, back to school.
So is that what you feel happened?
Yes. Mm. So it was a consistent cycle of, but what happened to that person? We spoke. We tried couples therapy. Yeah, we went through.
How do you deal with hurtful comments that people say, he stopped working and then she left?
For me, that was the funniest thing because people, especially when it comes to Kaizer Chiefs, because people say he left Kaizer Chiefs and then I left. We got married after he had left Kaizer Chiefs. That was when we got married.
Yeah.
And then also, when he retired, I put together his retirement video. That whole entire concept of jerseys and whatever, I put that together. So it was something that we had spoken about. Obviously, you're not just going to retire and not speak to your partner.
Sure.
So we went through that whole thing. But at the same time, I think the misconception with regards to me is that, one, people never really know much about my life and my background.
But now, you just came with a bag.
Do you get what I mean? Because I never really talk about... Because I never really talk about my life. And also, I will admit to the fact that for a lot of people, they got to know of my existence through him, through this marriage. They were like, who is this person who would marry him, right? And then they tend to think, I came out of nowhere and married this person. And to think it was being at YFM that actually got us together.
Sure.
But yeah, there's just so much misconception because people assume maybe I'm from a poor background. I'm not from a poor background. You know, I have a whole IT background. You know what I mean?
Coach Steph from IBM, guys. IBM.
And that's a fact.
Yeah.
So I've never been that person that's like getting into relationships for money or whatever. Even now in my divorce state, there's guys who've tried to throw money at me.
How much?
Can you send us top five?
Let me put it this way. I have declined 2 Range Rovers in the 5 years that I've been divorced.
Yeah.
Because that's not what I'm there for. Also, I know why you want to buy that car. You want to trick me. And easy.
All right.
And easy.
Okay, guys. Greg is calling on my laptop. Should I answer?
Yes, please. Answer.
Tell him we're live, though.
Let me answer.
It's only fair.
Please.
Is it gonna connect? Hey, Grizza. I'm recording podcast with Mpo and Tato, and you're on speaker, so anything you say is going out on the podcast. So be very careful what you say. And in case you're curious, we've said very nice things about you.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
How may I help you?
Jill Scott, 5 p.m. this afternoon.
Jill Scott, 5 p.m. this afternoon. Done deal.
Wait, are you meeting Jill Scott?
What then?
No.
What then, Jill Scott?
No, interview for the show, for our show next week.
Can we come?
No, Zogala. Yeah, Zogala.
Okay, done.
In fact, I know Greg. It was Zamaka Golden Seke. In fact, if you want, we can actually get you a chair. Udule staging. This is Jill.
Be there.
This is Jill.
Done.
All right. Love you, Grizza.
Love you too, guys. Bye.
Bye.
You see why I'll go to war with this guy.
Yeah.
Wait. So you're going to do an interview with Jill?
For the show for next week, yeah.
Oh, that is lovely.
And we're doing ticket giveaways and a whole bunch of other things.
So I should give away my tickets then, because I've already bought tickets. The moment they announced that Jill Scott is coming, I bought my tickets.
Hey, I'll get you backstage.
Okay, listen, she wants your tickets.
Okay, you can have my tickets.
don't give them away. Give them to her.
So if you're one of our listeners, Jill Scott tickets, very, very fast.
Lovely.
Watch
I'm
this space.
So excited. Nice. You see the perks of working with the fresh.
What?
Guys, he hasn't even started.
Guys, we just arrived.
Got resign at same time.
But you know
something
to
said to me, Coco Panali Jill Scott. I don't know when.
But you know, to be honest, ne?
Yeah.
People tend to think when you say I'm all about the team and not just about the myself. That is something I got to experience a lot of when we worked together at Metro.
Oh yes.
So you know how companies will come and say, we wanna give you a phone.
Yes.
Tether will say, no, you're giving my team phones.
Or keep your phone,
you know? So I ended up with so many gadgets. Half of them I don't even know different little guy. But for me, that was such a key thing about working with you. Mm. You are not that person that's going to be like, oh, chick, Samsung gave me a new phone.
Guys, get the range. Since I'm poor, I got to reach. Stay tuned.
It's uncontrollable.
Guys, it's the range.
You know what I mean? I mean, even at Y, you got to drive Mazdas.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because that was a collective effort. Yeah. If you want to give the team cars, it has to be a team thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm. Can't be one person who's gaining, because I mean, we know some anchors, real.
But I think you got to be built that way to
absolutely
kind of be in that giving space.
Absolutely.
Often you can't learn it mid-career.
True.
You can't teach.
You either have it or you don't.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that I learned, you're a team player, is when I started with him, I didn't have a car.
Okay.
He'd literally pick me up from my house. Like before his show, he'd drive all the way to my house. I'd be at the gate.
And the father would be there, kakaonu, waiting with you.
And it's like, that gave me such insight into like the sacrifice he's willing to do.
Yes.
I was like, wow. To this day, I still tell people, literally, I didn't have a car. I didn't have anything. He'd pick me up.
That is impressive.
Yeah.
And then when he bought a car, it was a Hyundai, a second hand.
Yeah.
And they did horrible wheels. So on his birthday, I think they'd gone for a repair. Mm. So yes. I bought him mags and then I gave them to the guy to fit.
Yeah.
So when he arrived, his car was on better wheels.
Oh, remember he went through that period where he was obsessed with mags. Do you remember?
Yes.
I got to know Momos from this ninja.
Oh, yes.
Bring him flowers and all the Momos.
And because I've sold every car I ever souped up, now I've got a garage full of mags.
Really?
The mags, just mags after mags.
What?
Yeah. So
can I come pick up some mags?
So if you need 24 inches for an Audi, I've got 24 inches for an Audi.
You should open a shop.
Ne?
Yeah.
Fresh mags.
Mm.
Well, fresh rims.
Hey, it's just there.
Hey, let's do it.
Okay, so I'm coming to pick up mags.
Potato regrets over the last 20 years?
None, man. I've been honestly thinking about it. I've constantly rolled from one thing to the next, and I'm always like, this is an opportunity that I will embrace and move on from it. I don't have anything that I think I regret because I've given it my all for every opportunity.
You did a lot of behind-the-scenes TV stuff that people are not aware of. Let's talk about that.
So my first stint on TV was producing, it was called Live in One. With
Andy.
At Urban Brew.
Mm. Yes.
That then led to me being at Red Pepper. I mean, I got to work with Linda Spear for Sfunukwazi.
Oh, yes.
I moved on to do Kula Sibone with Phumeza and Bougie. I've done... I went to Moja and did work with Nimrod.
Mm.
Amazing show called I'm a Bishop. So I've constantly just went from one thing to the next. I produced also a show with Robert and Brasten, the late Brasten.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, on Supersport.
Mm.
So,
was that you behind the scenes?
Yeah. So I've constantly...
I'm impressed.
I've constantly just kept working quite behind the scenes. Even from a radio perspective, I started with you behind the scenes. Yes. So I learned the power of understanding the whole ecosystem.
Yes.
You got to understand the beast for what it is and see where you can constantly plug into.
Mm.
So you never let those opportunities go. Absolutely.
Mm. One thing, and I guess maybe because we never spoke about it a lot, is your love of God.
Mm.
And how working Little Risang, for instance.
Yes.
Probably touched you more than any other show you've worked on.
Yeah, so the opportunity was actually, there was a show Metro was doing called
Guys, Rodison kicks butt though.
Oh, yes, she does. Yes.
So Command Your Day was the 5 to 6 hour.
Mm.
And we sat with management. They obviously had a plan and idea. Gina, I mean, brilliant with the idea, said, let's have a spiritual hour before the breakfast show.
Mm.
So it started with Siya Mhlongo, then Rorisang came on board.
Yeah.
And I'd worked with Rorisang at Urban Brew. So our
chemistry was already there,
yeah. But also the love of God was something that we could always relate upon. And also her stand-in was Khopedi, another person I'd worked 12 to 3 with at Metro.
Yeah.
Sure.
So being in that space and... sometimes at a difficult time is where I actually thrive.
Mm.
Yeah. So I've always had a love for God. I mean, in standard 6, I read the Bible by myself completely.
Mm.
And that's literally where, for me, I think I had the firm foundation to to follow it.
Sia.
Yes.
Was he broadcasting from home? Because he always sounded like he's not in the studio.
No, he was in studio. But there were times, like any other broadcaster, if he's away doing a gig, then we'd make provision for them to broadcast.
Okay.
But if he wasn't, most of
it. Little warning, by the way, before we start our new show next week, there's a new Club Med opening in KZN in September. I'll be there I'll be there for 3 days.
Are we going?
So if the station allow, I will do an OB from there. But if the station allow, we will all do an OB from there.
No, because you know what? To be honest,
yeah,
that Club Med looks
It looks amazing.
And when you've had a Club Med experience, you understand that whole you pay once and you never have to.
I've never had, so this will be the perfect time.
Really? No, Club Med is absolutely
fantastic. All inclusive changes your life.
Everything.
Because you're there with your kids, they have a kids club.
Yeah.
Opatetsi, so.
They can eat whatever.
The whole day for free.
Okay. No, it's amazing. It's amazing. No, it's amazing. Especially when you do have kids.
Okay.
It's amazing because you don't even have to worry about them.
Oh.
You don't have to worry. They literally go off.
Ah, September Mutu.
You calling Greg? Greg, what? Yeah.
We're still live. We're still
live. We're still live, my man. So I get it. I've got a relationship with Club Med.
Yeah.
And they're opening the new resort in KZN in September.
So and September is my birthday month.
It's midweek. And it's Mpo's birthday month.
Mm.
And Nale Tato's birthday month in October.
And Tato has never experienced
so,
Club Med.
And Tato is it Club Med. And no, it's warm baths. Kim Panavi Lavi.
So Kukupoya Club Med.
So we can either clean feed it, Or you can speak to Brenda and her team, raise the OB from Da, and maybe even take listeners. I'm just planting the seed.
I think the seed is planted.
Alala!
Thank you, Chris.
And no pressure. Thanks, Greg. If we call again, don't answer. We want to go to the moon next. There, sorted.
Sorted. So tell, no, trust me.
Tell him poor Bila Bila is off.
Couldn't you be married to him, Mpo?
Yes.
How's that? How's married
amazing.
Life?
Amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
How many years has it been now?
Since we were working together.
But they were jollering then.
It's 21 years now.
What the hell?
Yeah. We're doing 21 years this year. 21 years.
You know, and there's people who are not 21.
Yes. Absolutely. It's an incredible journey.
You know,
don't take it for granted.
Amazing.
You know how I know he's a gone guy?
Yeah.
The way he's a gone guy, if, God forbid, they were to even just divorce, I don't know that he'd date again.
No, shame. Shame.
But
you've always been a gone guy when it comes to Mpo Shem.
It's sealed.
You were always gone, Shem.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah.
How many kids now?
Three.
Damn.
Yeah. My son is 17.
Yeah.
Matric. Daughter is 15. No, 16 now. It was her birthday. She's a World Cup baby.
And hold on.
2010.
Mpo Mudimu is a breastfeeder. Now let's do another one.
Hey. But that's when our family planning.
It wasn't planning.
We were like.
That sounds like an.
We spent 2 years.
Yeah.
Single.
Sure.
Just being in our marriage. Then we said after 2 years we're gonna start having kids. Sure. And that was the plan.
Okay, so you said 17 and 16.
Yes, and then
Philip was here.
Then
wait, that sounds like a good time, and then the baby happened.
No, Philip was here, so Agora.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like you were having a great time.
Shibob.
What do you mean I was having a great time?
17 and 16.
She turned 16. My son is turning 18 this year.
It's a 2 year difference.
So it's a 2 year difference.
It's still.
Yeah, she was still breastfeeding.
Until how long?
Yeah, she was still breastfeeding.
I don't understand. What's the gap? It's a 2 year gap.
As blackies, ne? We were 5 years.
Oh. 5 years was the third one. So my last born was 5 years.
Yeah.
Is that an oops baby?
No.
Okay.
It was if what la what.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But now I don't know. Yeah, I'm not oops baby.
I know it's very personal,
yes.
But I'm gonna risk it and ask you anyway. You almost lost your wife.
Yeah, it was. Look, it's how do I put it?
No, really.
No,
she was very ill.
Oh.
It was a very scary moment,
mm.
And for all of us, and to go through that, you know, it's and I'll put it this way: to see you with your kids as a father,
yes,
sure.
I have the utmost respect because I've been around. Men that are raising their kids.
Mm.
I mean, I'll even shout them out. Naked DJ for one for me is Quentin showed me.
He's the quintessential dad.
Yeah, man.
See what you did there.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So because I'd seen you guys in that space, I had to then, obviously because of Mpo's illness, step into that space.
Yes.
And I got to see the work it comes with.
Mm.
And how it changes you as a man, as an individual, as a person, and the kids. And one of the harshness of it was their mom is in hospital. They can't go see her.
Oh, yeah.
Because they still have school and visiting hours don't, you know what
don't
I mean?
Correlate.
You come back in the evening, they're still up.
And that probably anxious, hoping mom is still alive.
Yeah.
Dude. So, yeah, it was a very crazy time. And once again, as you'd mentioned, it's when you tap into God and just say, where are you taking me with this?
Sure.
And the support structure?
It was there. I mean, my mother-in-law is amazing. My sister-in-law is amazing. So it's part of the reason that when you don't have that support structure, I don't know how other people do it.
Yes.
I don't know. This parenting thing and this family thing has to be everybody hands on deck.
Absolutely.
I mean, extended families, their aunts were always with them, making them feel reassured and alleviating some of the pressure just for me, just to be like, be there for her and yourself.
Yeah.
We got you.
Yeah.
And that got us through.
Wow. And you're so correct about the support structure, because at the moment it's just me and my boy, right? Mm. I'm glad he's 14, so he's like so hyper independent.
Mm.
He's I see you're late picking me up from school. Should I Uber home?
Wow.
Yeah. He's just like, dude, I know you're working. You're late.
Can understand.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And that makes life so much easier when your kid is independent as well, because it's not always that I can call my sister or my brother because they're also at work, you know? So, yeah, it helps. It really helps.
I appreciate the hyper-independence of my kids, but it also makes me sad.
It does.
Because you also realize then how little they need you.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
But, you know, as much as in the back of your mind, you might think they don't need you. Mm. I observe it with Pato. When I am home the whole day, he will literally keep checking in on me, right? Mm. Are you okay? Are you fine? And it's not necessarily that he wants to hang out with me. He just wants to know that I'm there.
Sure.
That's it. That I am there. Do you get what I mean? Yeah. And then at certain points, it's like, okay, fine, I'm making food. Do you want something? But so those are the moments where I realize, Jorge, it's not that he doesn't need me. He understands the situation we're in, where mommy works. I've also got a crazy schedule because he plays football and, you know, all of that stuff. So he understands that between my schedule and his schedule, he has to meet me somewhere.
Absolutely.
Right? But he still needs me. Now my boy needs me.
Dating conversations?
He's only ever met one person that I dated, but that was also because that person was around for quite some time.
Sure,
okay.
But generally, my child doesn't need
it's me. Wild, ne?
It is wild.
I feel like you're back in high school.
Right? But also, because Tato went through, I don't know if all kids go through this period, where if I'm not home, he will just go through my bedroom and start fidgeting and wanting to know what's in my bedroom. He's going through my drawers. He's curious about what's in my bedroom.
I say it.
So you don't have a box of toys then?
Well, he'll never find them.
Okay.
I mean, because I'm like, what are you looking for? Because I don't go into your bedroom.
I see there's a hole in the ceiling.
But in terms of dating, I mean, I feel like we talk more about him and his dating life.
Oh, yes.
Because he's 14 now. Mm. I know he's at that point where he's interested in girls and whatnot. But we've never really talked about me dating.
Oh, yes.
But he knows that, you know, I can't live alone forever.
So he's never seen an Ankalian artist, is that?
No.
Okay.
No. But also, it helps that I have so many male friends.
Mm.
So...
So I'm confused.
You must confuse the enemy.
But my one rule, I can jolly look on clue. I don't do that. I respect my child's space.
It's so important.
I respect my son's space.
They must never see people come in and out of the house.
Yes.
At all.
But also, I worry because he's a boy. The last thing I want is for him to be sitting in his 20s one day and be like, my mom.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, I think it would break him if he ever had that feeling that, Jesus, was she the village bicycle? What was happening?
But also, Jola started hot tour, guys.
It is. Dude, you have to, and it's the only way.
What makes you guys make that decision?
I remember high school. Dad said, I wanted to introduce him to my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And I told him, I'd like you to meet my girlfriend. Can I bring her home? He's like, I don't want to meet anyone you're not going to marry. Because I'm going to then meet someone else tomorrow and next week.
Every 6 months, I'm meeting someone.
So come to me with the person you're going to marry. I will gladly meet
them. Okay, perfect.
And I operate at that level also.
Mm. Yeah.
Where we both have kids, but our kids think we're friends.
Okay.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we have never, ever officially said.
We
but Lifika because Wapapa. In fact, the day Tabiso passed away, we're taking a walk around the yard, Lilifika, just talking stuff. And he's like, Dad, am I going to have a stepmom? First thing he asked me.
He's figuring it out.
And now because he's not dumb, He can see the number that appears the most on the call log.
Of course.
On the car screen.
Of course.
So whenever the phone rings, it's like, Dad, is that going to be my stepmom Monday? It's like, ke braya ne motho.
Ke bincha. Ke bincha.
No, Lifika is like, so Fresh would bring him sometimes to the studio. Mm. He is just him, but younger.
Yes.
And now he's battling himself. And it's great to watch.
You just be like,
You know, one of the reasons I stopped being strict with Tato and giving him a bit of grace,
yes,
is when I started realizing that that's me.
Mm.
And I was worse.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Mm. And another reason I started giving him way more grace was I realized that some of the things I might become impatient about that I was doing at 15, I was already doing at 12.
True.
At 12, I was stealing the car.
Oh, yeah.
I'd take the car and go for joyrides with my parents. Mm. My parents lament the fact that they don't know how I...
learned how to drive.
How I was not dead by the time I was a teenager. Because we got up to so much shit.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'd steal cars. There was a time, Gijola, 500 kilometers away. I was 17.
500 kilometers.
So you drove to Durban?
I took the car.
Actually.
I bought her chicken likini because she was at a boarding school in a hill somewhere. Drove there, saw her for 20 minutes. We finished chicken likila, drove back, stole the car. So when I look at the childhood I had, I realize that I'm actually blessed.
Wow.
That my kids generally have never been problematic. They've never been problematic.
I know so.
Yeah.
No, I was a problem.
I know.
And I haven't changed. I just grew up, but I haven't changed.
For sure, kutlo regular jump it's the most strutting.
Shambok. Just in case.
Look at the moment scene. It's the moment scene.
On that note, yeah, Tabi, so can we slightly track back?
Yeah.
So when it comes to your divorce, because with my divorce, people only knew a year after everything had settled because I also needed to process, you know, emotionally and whatnot before it got known. You did a similar thing where you only made the announcement a while later.
The only reason we made a statement is because some bastard at the court leaked it to the papers. Uh-huh. But we'd been separate for almost 4 years already.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, we'd been separated for about 3 years. And then it's only when they picked up the decree in court and leaked it to the paper that we decided then let's own the narrative.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, we were 3-4 years apart already. But we lived together though.
Yeah.
We lived together.
Yeah.
So it was not easy to actually even know that we're not together. And also because we intentionally had dinner with the kids once a week just to have catch up with the kids so that they mustn't feel like they hate each other or it's their fault.
That I feel is very, very important. Maintaining that level of relationship with your ex for the sake of the kids. You might not have worked out as a couple, but it doesn't mean that you now have to be toxic to one another. You have to.
In fact, my challenge to any couple that is divorced is still try to be the best parenting team ever.
Absolutely.
But that's all your kids want.
Absolutely.
And as much as you might be bitter or angry or feeling betrayed, whatever the reason you're divorced, your kids are going to realize that chances are you're both much happier now apart.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And all kids deserve are two very happy parents.
Yep.
Even if you're apart.
Yep. Yeah.
So now that's how we approached it.
Mm.
And that's why it was important for us to get along and to show up for each other.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Now I'm just nodding. I have no idea.
You can't relate. This
is and then speaking of Tato.
Yeah.
So my Tato is playing football, which knowing the nitty-gritties of the industry, I really, truly wish he would just play golf or something.
Yes.
But he's there and he absolutely loves it.
I've got the same problem.
Your Tato is now a DJ.
Mm.
How do you feel about that?
I'm happy for him that he's finding himself.
There's too many Tatos in the world, eh?
No, there are enough Tatos. I was telling him the other day that I've met a minimum of 15 people that named their kids Tato after us on the radio.
Because someone said, oh, so now it's Tatole, Tatole, Mama Tato.
Yeah.
I was like, jeez.
Absolutely.
So my son is also Tato, but we refuse to make it his first name.
Oh, it's...
We're just like, nah.
Yeah.
Enough.
Yeah.
So I'm happy he's finding himself and his place.
Mm.
But I would have rather he played tennis or basketball.
Something.
Because... No, I'll tell you why. Yeah. We bought our house because it had a tennis court.
Uh-huh.
Because he was that good.
Yeah.
He's good, eh?
And then he lost interest. And then
as they always do.
And then he developed a love for basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So I converted the tennis court into
a basketball court.
A combination court.
Okay.
Where you can at least play basketball and tennis.
Yeah.
He lost interest in the basketball. And he was that good.
Yeah.
But all I want are kids who are happy.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And if you take a path that you feel that maybe you made a mistake, it's also okay.
Mm.
But the fact that he still saw to finish with his degree, he's still qualified. He got his BCom in marketing.
Mm.
I'm happy about that.
Okay.
I'm still trying to convince him to get a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But he's on Voice of Viz right now.
Yeah.
Where his mom started her radio career. And then his sister's going to Viz next year to do drama.
Yeah.
So I'm just glad that generally... the good Lord blessed me with kids. Baba sasokodi
si. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's. I don't take it for granted.
I get you.
I'm just happy he's found his place in the sun, dude.
Cause
I know the pain.
Yeah.
Of having to go against the grain in terms of what your parents expect of you.
Yeah.
I know that pain. I will never put my kids.
Oh, I know that pain.
Oh yes. You quit IBM to speak on the radio to do traffic reports.
My dad was. No, actually, I've disappointed
my dad. Thing?
No, it is. I've disappointed my dad twice.
Wow.
Because before I went into IT, I was studying my BCom and I got a full scholarship, and then decided after that scholarship, I actually don't want to do BCom anymore. I have no interest. And then I went and I studied IT and then got into IBM, and then Fresh and Tato came knocking, and here I am saying, ish, I don't know. So my dad is just like, dude.
So how about
you need to stop.
Pa, ntate maboy, we apologize.
So yeah, I've disappointed my dad. Oh, and then I got divorced from his favorite footballer.
Imagine.
Yeah, my dad was like, what have I done to deserve this child? But I'm just glad they still have their own relationship, you know?
Awesome. Yeah.
Like, he goes to my parents to visit. He hangs out with my dad because his own father has passed away.
Mm.
So my dad plays that role in his life, which is great. I'm just like, you know?
No, but that is the beauty of a peaceful separation.
Absolutely.
Because in a lot of divorces, it becomes... cut ties with my family.
Oh, yeah.
That time,
yeah.
We're family for life. Dude.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, you have a child together.
We are family for life.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It'll never change.
I mean, at some stage, I mean, as much as we were divorced, at some stage, I will tell my ex-in-laws that if I'm going to marry again, I will tell them.
Yeah.
Not that I'm asking for permission.
Yes.
But we are related for life.
Absolutely.
Dude. We're related for life. Even after a divorce, Tabiso take the car and take the kids to my parents.
Yeah.
They'd spend the week there, hang out with my parents. And
here we go.
And I did not have a problem with it.
Here we go.
Because we are linked for life.
And you can't cut ties with family like that.
No.
You really can't.
Yo, guys.
You can't. You cannot. But anyway, we've spoken enough about divorce, guys. Let's move on.
But also, we are out of time.
What do you mean?
We haven't even talked about the show. What are we doing next?
They must listen to the show.
Okay, so okay, but on a proper note, 1st of July, 2026, Kaya breakfast, your fresh start.
Yeah,
what are we expecting come 6 o'clock? One first question that a lot of people have been asking: are we starting with the national anthem?
I think we should.
Konjo, when did you do that? At Metro?
At Metro.
No, I get it. What happened was Saudi introduced it when we were still at 5. When he introduced the 90% or whatever it was. And then it was done away with.
Okay.
But I insisted on it when I got to Metro because I think it's important.
Okay.
In fact, I think schools should sing the national anthem and swear allegiance to the flag every single morning.
So let's do it.
I think that's what I believe, that I don't know that we're patriotic enough and that we instill it enough in our kids.
Yeah.
And after Bafana's performance, I think.
No, Bafana aside, I think we need to be more intentional about certain things.
No, I'm just saying it's a great spark. yes. to put it back where it belongs.
You know, Bafana won, and all I was thinking was, I wish we were on radio this morning.
You had
besides, you know what's upsetting me?
Yeah.
I was like, we're playing Canada on Sunday. Why couldn't it be on Friday? Who can we call?
Call a friend.
I know a guy. This game must
call
stop.
Greg. Call Greg.
You want to talk to Infantino?
Maybe Greg can move this thing for us.
Oh, man.
Okay, so what are we expecting on Wednesday? Also, why are we starting on a Wednesday?
Because that's when the first is.
It's the first.
No, it's fine.
We had a big debate about it. Do we start on the Friday, like this coming Monday?
Yeah.
Or do we start on the 1st?
Okay.
And then
or the 6th was also passed around.
Yes.
But then we decided that, no, let's go on the 1st. So,
okay.
So, yeah.
So what are we expecting?
I don't know. Great radio. Yeah. A lot of, yeah, it's a dope show, I believe, that we're putting together.
I'm on my third breakfast show, so.
Hey,
had Kaya.
Hey, you breakfast around.
No, actually, if I count this stand-in with Thomas, yes. y'all would be the fourth.
Oh, yeah. Thomas, get the Motlante of... Yo. What? He's Motlante in the theme.
Yeah.
Tom London.
What did I say wrong?
No,
but Tom London has been holding it down.
No, he
I've
yes.
absolutely enjoyed working with him.
Thomas will tell you that I'm one of his biggest fans because we'd always compete on... the tightness of our radio links.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So yes. if he was a second off,
yeah.
when he still did midday Kauai and I did the drive show, if he was a second off, if the private line rings, he knows it's me. And then I'd say,
what happened, Ninja?
A bus could have driven off through that 1 second of dead air, Thomas. So we've always challenged each other to have super tight shows.
It's crazy how, like, now he's doing a stand-in and he's not running his own desk. But he's always telling the engineer what to do. I'm like, dude, why are you telling Chris what to do? Why aren't you behind the desk?
I asked him the same thing.
Like, why aren't you running your own desk? And he keeps saying, no, this is not my show. Yeah. If I get behind the desk, I'm going to get too comfortable.
No, I agree with him.
Yeah.
I'd also do the same.
Really? In fact,
so there's a guy running the desk.
Yes.
Then I'm not running desk.
No.
No, guys, you can't all be Glenn.
Like, really?
No, guys.
No, but even Glenn, now Khomotso's going to be running desk.
No, I saw yesterday she was running desk.
Yeah. So
also, Glenn has ended. He's ended.
The legend.
But I feel like there's something about running your own desk. It just keeps you in charge of what
you're,
is
you're
happening.
You're in control.
You are absolutely in control because now you know how much time you have to talk. If there is a punchline, you're able to fire quickly. You just keep a tight ship, man.
I'm from the school of Glenn.
Really?
Oh,
I love to run my own desk, eh?
Just to be in front of the mic.
Oh, no. I've always loved to run my own desk.
Control is everything.
I'm a bit of a control freak.
Yeah.
And I think
that now is the issue.
Guys, we're out of time. What are your favorite radio shows on any radio station currently? What are you listening to?
We know you listen to 702.
Currently.
I listen to a lot of 702 and a lot of other radio.
I was listening to him.
Oh, is he still sending voice notes?
Yeah.
No, I'll never stop sending voice notes to other radio shows. I'm a radio junkie. So even if I work on Kaya and I hear something dope happening on another radio station, I'll send a voice note. Because I don't have a chip on my shoulder, man.
And I like how he says, this is Tato. And everyone's like,
yeah, am I lying?
Okay.
And why are you
lying? Okay.
Let me tell you about me.
Yeah.
I will never deny a person that props, even if on opposing teams.
I get you.
You know what I mean?
I get you.
If I'm a goalkeeper, you take a good penalty, I'll probably go and shake your head. Go, yeah.
We're swearing for
I'm that guy. I just think acknowledging people is the most kind thing you could ever do
absolutely.
For anyone.
Absolutely. I love Andy Makondo on Astro. On Kaya.
Hey, Andy's a vibe, man.
Andy!
I love Andy's show.
Andy's a vibe.
Guys.
I love Clement Mayetela's show. Clement knows I'm always sending him WhatsApps. I don't send voice notes. I send words.
Yeah, it's okay to upgrade.
You know? So, yeah, those are generally my two go-tos. If I happen to be in the car in the afternoons, I love Kukumfupi, the business show. I feel like she does business in a way that makes sense to me.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like she just And I want to use the word dumb down, but she kind of dumbs it down to those of us who didn't.
Makes it relatable.
Planets. Yes. And I love that about her.
I'm with Andy, and two very biased because they were my radio babies. Command Your Day with Rory Sang.
Okay. Yes.
And the encore with Mpumi Mlambo on Saturdays on Metro.
I yes,
those were my babies.
And I love how Mpumi has grown.
I think she's been underutilized.
Very much so. For the last 2 years, even with her, I said, your time is now and you should move.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Best era of SA Radio?
YFM.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why, without being biased. I feel like that was radio and young people expressing themselves in only the way black youth could. Unrestricted. Like, they were having fun.
And it had never been done before.
Do you get what I mean? And because they were having fun, you wanted to have fun with them.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So for me, that was engaging radio at its best.
I would say, so for context, we had a staff meeting yesterday.
Mm.
And the radio fan in me looked around the room.
And you were gaga.
I was like, there's Glenn. There's Fresh.
There's Thomas.
There's Thomas.
Yeah.
There's T-Wars.
Yeah.
I was like, no, guys. Andy's their favorite show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You look around what non-porter. I'm just like, beasting. Guys, I think I agree with you with why. But even from a Kaya perspective, the lineup Kaya has put together now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's...
If you were there at the staff meeting yesterday.
Yeah.
It's a World Cup.
Yeah.
World Cup of broadcasters.
Yeah.
It is... It's about to start from the first.
It's about to go
Gugu comes, Pimelo comes in later. I'm like...
Yeah.
Like, what guys, more do you want? Yeah. What more do you want?
You know what was almost full circle for me also? Pimelo Mutine was a friend of our show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whenever we needed to interview a celebrity or someone from Generations, she would take our call and she would show up.
She's so amazing.
There was a time we had an OB, or like Pims, we need you for an OB. The kids are going to be there. She showed up. So Pimelo's always been a friend.
I love how she's pivoted from an actress to how she commands talk radio.
Yes.
Like, she is so amazing behind the mic that you can't help but listen.
Yes.
Because when the difficult questions need to be asked, she's not shy to ask those difficult questions.
Absolutely.
You know? She's amazing. She's amazing.
That feeling you had at the staff meeting, I had that feeling about a month ago. So, Mdu Masilela had a party.
Yeah.
And my birthday party.
Yes. Oh, I think you told me yes.
So, in high school, I was a massive Dr. Khumalo fan. I had a poster of him. And they used to wear those skimpy shorts.
Yeah.
You only realize how skimpy those shorts were when you look back and go.
Yeah, I know. Kappa used to make them very
When I was a teenager, I used to hear about this DJ Kosoweto called Kanyani.
Oh, yeah?
He used to make these mixtapes, right?
Yeah.
And then MM Deluxe, Mdu, started making music. Again, I was a teenager. So there's a moment where I'm sitting here.
Yeah.
Ganyani is sitting here. Mdu is sitting here. Dr. Khumalo is sitting there.
Yeah.
You know, I went to the bathroom and took a moment.
Yes.
Because I was like,
yes.
I'm in a room with fucking legends.
Yeah.
I literally shed one tear. One of the dramatic tears, it whiny fell.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what if I was like, I'm in a room with history, with popular culture.
Yeah.
In one room.
It's that same moment yesterday when you guys were taking, I was taking a picture of you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it was Greg, it was you, it was Thomas, it was T-Boss.
Yeah.
And it was like, just taking that picture yesterday was like, wow, man.
But also
we're
to,
in the
to,
same room.
To sit back and say, I am a part of this.
Yeah.
I don't know how I am a part of this. I don't know what I did and which ancestors and which God is actually just... But I'm a part of this.
Because also, they are just... so very inclusive, even for us, and to be acknowledged. And I don't know, you guys get into your own phase. But sometimes, for us, because we're the generation after you guys, and you guys were the blueprint, we'll always have that, you'll always have that space when we see you guys. And it's that relatable. I think I see it sometimes with you guys when, Oskido or Glenn is in the room.
Yes.
Because they were ahead of you guys. Yes. And there's a different atmosphere when certain people are in the room.
Absolutely.
And you're just like,
wow.
I'm here.
Wow.
I said that to Glenn on the radio just yesterday.
Yeah.
Because they saw me passing and then they called me into studio. And I told Glenn that, you know, when I started on radio when I was 19, you were on Bop.
Yeah.
Mm. And I used to listen to you every morning.
Mm. Yeah.
Every morning I'd listen to Glenn with Aki and Aspasi doing traffic. 702 had a helicopter at the time.
Yes.
So he'd do traffic from the helicopter and just the rapport between Aki, Lily, Glenn. And I said to Glenn, I've wanted to work with you since 1992. Yeah.
That is insane.
We are finally on the same radio station.
Imagine.
Do you ever have moments, and I know we're being nostalgic right now, do you ever have moments where you sit and think, how am I here?
All the time. Mm. All the time. I have to often shake myself and remind myself that I'm in the room because I deserve to be in the room.
Yeah.
But often you look at the room you're in and you're like, how the fuck did I end up in here?
Yeah.
Right?
Not because you doubt yourself.
Yes.
But you're like, Mudimu, I know you're a show off, but
geez. But like wow. This.
But like this.
Like
is
this
just a
is
lot.
Just yeah. Like, it's a lot.
I go through that all the time and I don't take it for granted and I thank God for it all
Pinch
the time.
Me moments.
Yeah. All the time.
Pinch me moments.
All the time.
And I think with what you said, with us putting the show together was this time round, you take it all in.
Yeah.
Right?
You take it all in and you appreciate every little minute that you've got it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Final question.
Yes. Yep.
Who's getting fired first?
I've thought of that. I thought it's you.
No, can I tell you? Funny enough, yesterday when we were chilling with Greg, there was a point where I thought, Krisa once almost fired me at Y. Do you remember when we ended up suspended? You were not there, and Smoo was standing in, and we ended up in trouble.
What did we do?
Something about a mango and us laughing because this lady had called in at the time, and she said that her boyfriend had beat her up, and the only thing she could eat was a mango because it slides down her throat, and being stupid.
You were young.
The idiots that we are. We went to town about
with
how...
Who?
Yes.
It was probably his fault.
Dude.
He was running this.
We ended up being suspended.
So Greg almost fired us for it.
Greg almost
or
fired
you.
Us. No, Greg almost fired us, but me specifically, because he was also like, I don't even know why you're here.
Just context. I had to force Greg to accept these two on my radio show. Guys, I fought for you guys, eh?
No, because also remember, and something that a lot of people
I was never on the cards, by the way, to be with you on that show.
Yes.
No, you weren't.
No.
But also, I think the first 6 months of me being at Y, you paid my salary.
I know.
You out did of it his for own everyone. Pocket. Yeah.
Me and Pro, he out was of paying his own us.
Pocket. No, because Greg was like, I don't want these people on my radio station. I was like, okay, I'll pay them.
So eventually, Greg was like, hey, okay, you're here to stay.
And that's one thing I'll always love and appreciate about him.
Yeah.
He might not agree with me, but he'll say, show me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You see, you have X amount of time, show me.
Yeah.
And then I'd be there giving means. It's like, they better not fuck this up.
No, it's been a beautiful experience.
So who's getting fired first? We didn't answer the question.
I thought you.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
What? Why?
Why not?
He's... Kirinna. I think he... But I think, to be honest with you, after the drama of how you exited Metro, for instance, I think we've all grown.
Yeah.
We've all now understand the do's and don'ts.
We know better.
We know better.
But do we know
you
better?
You can push the... No, even now, we know the boundaries we can push and you know the level. You... I feel like every time you do something wrong, you feel it in your gut. Okay, I think I'm going a little too far.
You know what the problem is? I have a fast mind, but my tongue is faster.
Mm. He's got that problem.
So, no, it's literally a problem.
No, but then that means we need to be checking each other then.
Maybe that'll help.
But then it's out there.
Yeah, but then, you know, there's always a way of covering it. You know?
Can't unshoot a bullet.
Exactly. No, you find a way of covering things, you know?
Who do you think is going to get fired first?
I don't know.
None of us.
Okay. None of us. We're going to be here for quite a while.
We're
going to be here for quite a while. I mean, Fresh has always said Kaya is where he's going to retire.
Have you?
And yeah, he's not retiring anytime soon.
Exactly.
So.
Guys, we're out of time.
It's your fourth time.
So can we go?
We're enjoying this, man.
Yeah, let's go.
Because
we're going to have the same problem next week.
Let's save it for on air.
News will be late next week because of this.
Mbali. Mbali will be fine.
Sure. Mr. Teague?
Yes, sir.
One last dance, my dude.
Yes, indeed.
Mpoza?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one last dance.
Let's do it one more time. One more time. Sorry.
Yeah. It's going to be a long 3 years. Guys, we're out of here, man. We'll see you on Kaya FM 959. You can find us online also, 959.co.za. Otherwise, find us on social media. If you are in Gauteng, 959 FM. It's going to be an incredible ride, and we need you to be a part of this ride, especially if you've read or known us before. Let's do this one for the books.
Yep.
Till next week, we are out of here. Thank you to Keletso Modisakeng, our executive producer. She made all of this happen. She put all of this together. We're coming to you from Discover TV, Let Them Be Your Stage. Discover TV are in four ways in Johannesburg. Mm-hmm. We're part of the Africa Podcast Network. You can email us at waw@africapodcastnetwork.com. And shout out to Trevor and his crew at Pezulu Works for the cinematography. If we looked good, it was thanks to them. If we looked bad, it's up to us. It's our fault. Until next week.
How does that work?
Trevor does nothing wrong, ever. Till next week.
Trevor.
Okay.
Trevor, I tried, my dog. I'm trying to defend your honor here. Until next week, have a wow week in spite of yourselves. We're out of here.